Greetings from the hereafter. That wasn't a joke, was it? Brittany asks after Justice has hung up. I mean, about the inspector. Was that really a police inspector calling you? Justice nods. Inspector Cotta. We work with him, at least sometimes.
And what did he want? Did he have a case for you?
The first investigator shakes his head slowly. He just wanted to tell us that someone died. Victor Huguenet.
Oh, no, Brittany says.
She takes a step towards him and touches his arm gently.
I am so sorry. Was he a friend of yours?
Justice laughs quietly. No, you couldn't say that. Victor Huguenet's a thief. Or he was a thief. An art thief. He stole valuable paintings all across the world. We had a few cases with him in the past, but even though we could always solve the cases, Huguenet got away every time. He was always a bit quicker or smarter than we were. He is silent for a moment. Oh well, I guess it's all over now for Mr. Huguenet.
And now? Are you relieved that you aren't in danger anymore?
Relieved? No, we were never in danger from Huguenet. He was not a brutal criminal. More like a gentleman who hated violence. He didn't need it anyway. He was much too smart. Huguenet would never have hurt us.
A gentleman master thief, Brittany says. How exciting!
Suddenly, they hear the loud noise of Uncle Titus's pickup truck in the junkyard. I have to work, Justice sighs.
And I have to go home. Shall I pick you up tomorrow morning?
Justice turns red.
Sure.
Okay, see you tomorrow,
Brittany says cheerfully as she leaves headquarters. Justice stares after her admiringly.
Your aunt's cherry cake is really excellent, Bob says an hour later, after the three investigators have unloaded the pickup.
They are sitting on the porch and eating cake. Justice hasn't told his friends about Inspector Cotta's call yet.
What's new, Justice? Peter asks, taking another piece of cake. You're so quiet. And you aren't eating a lot of cake. Are you sick?
No, just a bit thoughtful.
Did anything happen?
Yes. Victor Huguenet is dead.
Bob coughs, and there are crumbs everywhere. Peter, who was just about to bite into his piece, drops it.
What?
Justice tells his friends about Cotta's call.
He didn't know much about what happened himself. He just got a note